I'll tell you where things are heating up, around Ballarat way, between local farmers and the energy company AusNet. Now, it's all about a proposal for this new power grid, something called the Western Victoria Transmission Network Project. It'll connect renewable energy sources near Stawell to Melbourne via this 190 kilometres of new transmission power line. Now, it's still in the planning stages, and the company is considering a number of different routes, which could mean massive towers, massive power lines, all of them being slapped slap bang in the middle of this farming land. Joining us on the line now is one of the concerned farmers, Joey Agonetti-Fraser. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Now, you're 17, are you, Joey?
Yes, I'm 17.
And how many generations has your family worked the potato farm there?
I'm the fifth generation now.
Fifth generation?
Yeah.
So are you effectively running the farm, are you? Or?
Well, I've started working full-time on the farm as of leaving school. We produce potatoes for McCain's and run fat lambs as well as crop cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm starting to take a big role in my generation now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, and you're protecting the farm for future generations because of this, well, this dispute that you found yourself caught up in. Do you want to take us through just how these towers will affect you and your property?
Yeah, so the proposed substation location, which will be 50 acres, is directly opposite our home. And the power from Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia will all intersect as part of the Western Transmission Network project. It'll update existing power lines and have more power lines all link up, so it'll just be one massive spider leg, a spider web all over our property. It means we won't be able to run any machinery underneath them or use our farmland to be able to farm and produce the crops that we do produce at the moment. It'll probably cut out, these transmission lines will produce our ability to produce potatoes for McCain's and Lamb Western by at least 40%.
Is that because you can't use the machinery or?
Because you can't use certain amount of, you have to, I think it's about 3 or 4 metres, and most of our machinery meets that requirement underneath them. So you can't run any of our machinery underneath them, and we won't be able to produce the tonnage that we need to be able to fill our contracts.
Yeah, why are they able to run across your land? Legally they can do that, can they?
Well, we're not too sure. That's why we're trying to stop it.
And what's the response been from AusNet at the moment?
We've hardly had any response. We've been to meetings, we've asked them questions, and all they've been able to give us is we don't know. And they've proposed that they will know within 2 months of where the transmission lines are going.
Okay, and have they been respectful of your concern so far?
Yes and no. They haven't. They've taken our notes and feedback, but we haven't heard anything back. There's been no compensation or consideration of our farmland.
I guess also that, you know, whilst you say, Joey, that you're a fifth generation farmer, there's nothing to say that the sixth and seventh generation of your family will want to farm the land. Now, if that's the case, I would suspect that the price of your land, the value of your land would sort of diminish considerably, wouldn't it, with these eyesores?
Yeah, with these, it's going to cut in at least by half the value of our land and everywhere around here. And since COVID and everything, the land value is going up. But as soon as these lines go through, it's going to be, it's just wipe it all out.
Now, have they at this point of the negotiations offered anything in the way of compensation?
Nothing.
Nothing. Have you put that to them?
Well, they haven't been out since the last meeting.
Right. Did they come to the farm and have a meeting, did they?
No, it was just at a community hall.
Right, okay. And what are the other farmers saying? Similar sentiments to yours?
Yeah, no one wants them here. We don't want them underground or above us. We want it just straight down the middle of the Western Highway where there's already an existing easement, as we've got the best rich volcanic soil, which is highly productive.
Okay, because that's what I was going to ask you about that. Even though you might win the battle here, it might mean that other farmers will get lumbered with this, but you're saying they can actually do it straight down the highway.
Yeah, they can. There's already an easement running down there.
Right.
We don't want to put it on any other farmers either. We don't want it anywhere completely here at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, thanks for your time, Joey.
Thank you for that.
All right. And we'll stay in touch. There goes Joey Agonetti-Fraser. We'll get your views right after this.